It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Neb. Don't sound so excited, Mike. You seriously don't want to do this, do you?
Well, I'm nervous because I know what you're going
to
talk about.
Well, we have to talk about this, Mike. Well, first of all, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the intro.
It's
Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrage. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Listen, Mike, you have no one to blame but yourself. Right before the podcast, don't shrug your shoulders and be like, why me? Right before the podcast, I had asked Mike if I can get a glass of water. He proceeds to get me the glass of water, and before he gives it to me, he stirs the water with his finger and then hands it to me.
Yes.
Stirs the glass of water with his finger.
It was to make it cold.
You just say to make it cold, and that's your excuse? You stir the water with your dirty finger to make it cold.
Okay. All right, never mind. I'm just saying. I do it absentmindedly when I pour myself water, okay?
And apparently for your guest.
No, it's honestly the first time I've ever done it for a guest.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You're positive? Because I pointed it out to you. You didn't even notice.
I know.
How can you be sure never stirred other people's water?
I would just like to point out that you, Nevin, we're tossing around acne cream a little bit before the podcast.
I like the fiddle of stuff that's around me.
I'm just saying, you know.
But at least with the acne cream, it's not open. I don't splash some on your face. I don't stir the water with it.
Okay. All right.
So I'm just saying, it was just weird to me.
Okay.
And that,
I apologize.
Apology accepted. Okay. And I'll still probably...
This is the other thing. Is I'd like to know... I'm more than offered to get you a new glass of water, and you refused.
I was thirsty.
Oh, come on.
I didn't want
to
wait.
Do you know how long it would have taken me to get you a new glass of water? It's not like it's 80 degrees outside.
Well, you know, coming from where I come from in the valley, where it's like 95, it is a little hot in here, my dad. You guys ever hear of air conditioning?
Yeah,
AC?
I know. It's an old house. All right, go ahead.
Do you guys not have AC?
No.
Do you have no AC here?
No.
Seriously?
Yes.
How do you live? Oh, I know. You keep your fingers cold by stirring the water.
Oh, my God.
It was just a little weird. It threw me off.
Guys, you now know what it's like to hang out with Nevin when you do something weird.
But you know, like to hang out with Mike when he's giving you water. You never know what to expect. Apparently, we just took the next step in our relationship
here.
We're just stirring water
in
your fingers.
You know what's great? I would say that maybe every, 6 weeks or so, you and I have a podcast like this where we're at total odds with each other on everything. But we come out of it stronger.
We do.
You know, that's the thing.
But
we need these. We need these.
And it goes into the idea that when two people are in a relationship, we'll call this a podcast relationship, for lack of a better term, completely hetero, completely platonic, you know, nothing wrong with the other.
Nothing between the lines.
Exactly.
As we pointed out last week.
Exactly. Just kind of being very, very direct.
Yes.
Okay, nothing between the lines here is that every so often, a relationship has to have one of those uncomfortable conversations where, you know, you say some mean things, I say some mean things, but you kind of clear the air, you get it out there, it doesn't build up over a long period of time, and you come out as better people, both as couples and as individuals.
There you go.
And that's why we're going to get through the finger-stirring incident in my water.
And the acne cream tossing.
And what was wrong with the acne cream tossing?
See, look at you.
What? It's nothing wrong.
All right. Okay.
You know what it was? Here's the thing with the acne cream.
Go.
Here's the difference between the water stirring.
I know what the difference
what's
is.
What's the difference?
The difference is that the water is contaminated, whereas you're throwing it with my finger, whereas you're throwing around the acne cream.
That's not what I was going to say.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you don't know me as well as you think you do, which is one of our problems that we're going to air out following
this
podcast.
This is bad. Okay.
The difference is,
yes,
when I toss the acne cream in the air, which is closed, mind you, the only person who's affected is me.
Okay.
But with you stirring the water, you affect us.
Can I ask a simple question? What would this podcast have been about if I hadn't stirred the water?
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
We just kind of go with it.
See, there we go.
And see what happens.
See,
I saw it. I thought it was a good thing to talk about and bring up to the air. We had no secrets.
That's true. We don't. Wow. This is riveting stuff.
It's good.
This is good.
This is good.
This is good.
To be able to kind of take things to another level.
We're gonna have like the best podcast ever next week.
I think so.
I think we're gonna do it.
Because we're gonna be stronger. We're gonna be bolder. And when did the finger stirring start with you?
Oh, I have ages ago.
Do you only do it with water? Do you also do it with chocolate milk?
No, what I did there was because I knew the water was not gonna be cold because it came out of a sparklets thing. and I threw the ice in. I can't explain it. Wait, okay? Okay.
Usually, are you implying, okay, listen, hang on. Are you implying that your finger was gonna do what ice, which is born to make things cold, can't do, and that's make my drink cold?
No,
your finger,
when
I stirring their finger in the water, was gonna make it chilled. Is that what your theory was?
Never mind.
Do you stir your own water?
No, almost.
Wait,
never.
You don't just wait a minute.
Almost never.
Oh my god! So wait, so
but Nevin,
hold on
I'll be
a
honest.
Second.
Hold on, I'll be honest. I don't tend to drink water in this way. I don't tend to
in
pour
a
myself.
Glass?
Yes, I usually do it by a bottle that's already been cold in the refrigerator.
Okay, so, but I guess my question is, because earlier you
can
were
I just
saying,
note that we've spent 6 minutes on this?
Well, we're gonna spend 7 or 8 because we gotta get this out. I need to know this. You said earlier at the beginning of the show that you don't stir your friend's water. However, you also just said,
yes.
I don't stir my own water.
No, okay.
And all you right. said that this is kind of a habit. So which one is it, Mike?
All right.
Get your facts straight.
When I pour myself a glass of water with ice, which is very rarely, I do tend to just absentmindedly stir it with my finger.
With your water or your own with a friend's water?
My water.
Okay.
Okay.
You've admitted that.
Yes.
Okay.
When a friend asks for it, it depends on the situation, but if it is in a glass, you know, I do often stir it with, like, the back of a spoon
with
or
a
something
spoon.
Like that. Yes.
Something, an appendage that's not attached to you.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
That's more... Now, let's talk about the theory about your finger making the ice
That's
cold.
Fine, because no one's listening anymore. Okay, go ahead. Sure.
I would listen.
Okay.
This is great.
Okay.
Because you don't think... What's your thing about ice? Why would you think the ice...
It makes... Because it makes... Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
I can't believe you've talked about this for 7 minutes.
Yeah, oh, really? Oh, really, Nevin? Oh, wow. Okay, listen. I'll end this right now. I can't explain it. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Like a lot of things in this world. It's just something I've always done. Okay? I'm not going to try to defend it, but I'm also not going to try to explain it. All right? It's kind of like, you know what it's kind of like? It's kind of like, why do you always only see one shoe on the side of the road? How come you never see both shoes?
I don't know.
You can't explain it, no. right? But I'm not going to defend it. I'm not going to go, oh, you know, whatever. It just is.
And does it matter?
No.
It should. Because we talked about it.
All right, so it's a thing that matters.
There you go. As I wanted you to say.
Do we have a letter?
Yes.
Dear God.
We do.
And I'd like to note also, he's still flipping the acne cream around. For the love of God, give me that shit. We're throwing it down. I just swore on the air. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great.
This is great. This is now we are really going to be stronger.
I don't know how we're going to get past this, but
I apologize for the swearing, by the way. I was just overwhelmed. I was in the moment.
You were.
It was
That's
in
good.
The moment.
That's passion. I like that.
It was good.
That's why we're clever.
And I'm sorry for all the kids out there.
Yeah, they got to learn somewhere. Might as well learn from us.
Yeah.
And our letter is not quite as stupid as this podcast,
okay.
but it's pretty close.
Wow.
And it's actually from Martin in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. We haven't had a letter from Canada
That's
in quite
true.
Some time.
That's true. It's been a while.
So our neighbors to the north, and he was listening to the podcast a few weeks ago. You know, you turned 25 not
yeah,
too long
yeah,
ago.
That's right.
Had a very weird question.
Oh.
He said, "Dear Mike and Nev, Mike, you just turned 25. I'm 23. Your thoughts?" And that's from Martin in Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Wow.
And we have weeks like this where we don't get good letters.
No.
And it's sort of sad when this is the best of the bunch, and it's probably the best of the bunch only because this was the only letter we received this week that was coherent.
You know, that's a weird thing. I know. We get a lot of letters that are, like, kind of... I know, they're kind of hard to explain.
You know what it is? We get a lot of letters that read more like blog comments. You know, we get, you know, quote-unquote letters, but they're sort of like, you know...
Yeah.
Just little scribbles and hyperboles and random character curves.
Well, my thoughts?
Your thoughts.
On 25? In 2 years from now, you're going to be where I am. And you know what? It's not going to be that different. I mean, unless something major happens in your life. I am a little bit wiser. I'm a little bit older. I went through some stuff. You know, I'm between 23 and 25. But
what kind of stuff did you go through, Mike?
No, you know, I moved.
You moved.
Broke up with, you know, a longtime girlfriend.
So not easy.
You know. Those are my thoughts, and I'm trying not to crack up.
I'm just trying to, downplay.
Wow, I just noticed on the volume, thing that like that barely registered.
I got my, the psychiatrist / therapist voice, going, share your feelings.
Hell, now I'm not doing it. Oh, heck no.
Oh, but you were very vocal about the water.
There. Yeah, it's okay.
I tried.
This is the weirdest podcast we've done in some time.
Yeah, it's true.
It really is.
This was an odd one, but we're richer for the experience.
And I doubt our listeners are, but that's okay.
Maybe they are. Maybe they're not.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to guess no based on the letters we received this week. So hopefully, next week's will be in coherent English.
Oh, based on this podcast?
Yeah.
This podcast wasn't in coherent English. This is going to be like. But anyhow.
So that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrage. It's the Things That Matter. Ice is cold.